Today we are learning Bamidbar chapter 2. This is a chapter which is a follow-up, continuation of the first chapter, which is the census of the people. As we've explained, the point of the census is not just for curiosity's sake to know how many people there are. It always has a functional goal, which is to give every person his place in a certain organization, in a certain scheme of a certain job. And particularly that job is the job of what we call the traveling in the Midbar, the traveling in the desert, which really ends up being the march towards Eretz Yisrael, which they will conquer. And this chapter, chapter 2, makes this goal, this point of this explicit by organizing the 12 tribes that were counted before, not only giving them their numbers, but by putting them all around the Mishkan. And this is how they travel. This is actually how apparently ancient camps, also in Parle, we have some records from Mitzrayim, how they traveled. In the middle, there was, for them, the king. And here, our king is Hashem, is the Mishkan. And they traveled with the Mishkan in the middle, and the 12 tribes on three for each side. So 3 times 4 is 12, surrounding it, and that's how they traveled, or at least that's how they encamped. They might have traveled slightly differently. There's a debate, a question about that. But in any case, this is the purpose of really the count. And this whole chapter is very, very much repetitive. And I think that we have to see the chapters, the language of the Torah, the framing, the sort of poetry, the announcement of the words, as enacting in words, verbally, this machne, this beautiful and organized organization of society and of, it's literally called armies here, surrounding the Mishkan in order to accomplish what they need to accomplish. And so it's accomplished in words by these sayings, and maybe this is also how they organized it then, but it's definitely how it's written down. So we read it so we could experience in verbally, in words, this organization that they had. So what we have again is a framing of a mitzvah and doing the mitzvah. So first, Vayedaber Hashem al Moshe v'al Aharon. Moshe and Aharon, as we've discussed, are the two leaders responsible for everything, the most highest level leaders. And Hashem is telling them, Ish al digle, each man, each person, for his degel. As I said, degel might mean a flag, but degel means something like a sign. The way in which they're organized is itself a sign, and they must have had some kind of sign to show them where to go, and so on. Ba'isa is also signs, or levaisa ba'isam, by their base of us, which we discussed. They will all encamp, misaviv la'almayd, around the almayd. And here we get a description going around from Mizrach to the other sides, who is on each side, and also repeating, that's why I said it's a lot of repeating, it repeats also who's the Nasi, who's the leader of each tribe, which is something we already know really from previous chapter, and repeating the amount of people that he had, also something we already know, and then giving a summary count of each side, each degel, because each side is really like the 12 tribes get now just divided into four like major categories or major divisions, whatever you want to call it here, called a degel, which might be like an ancient military term or something, like for the Targum translate the tekes. Tekes is apparently a Roman word for something like a division. So this is how, so maybe degel just literally means this like level of division of military or some other kind of organizational level. And it gives us all of this. And as I said, the repetition shows us that this is not just informative. There's something, it's enacting something. It's telling us a story. It's creating this Mishkan itself, this Machna itself in words. So we have from Mizrach, called also Kedem. So there's two words from Mizrach. And very often in these kinds of descriptions, the Torah doubles the words. It gives us Kedma Mizrach. And this also probably has a poetic meaning. First, there's Yehuda, the Degel of Yehuda, which with their Nasi Nachshem and Amnadav, with the Tzava, right, the military army of Yehuda, counted, and their countings, 74,600 people, which we've already know. Now, with Yehuda, we have Yisachar, with their Nasi Nesana ben Tzvuav, with his 54,400 men. Then we have Zvilim, with their Nasi Aliyev ben Chaylen, with his army of 75,400 men altogether, all of Machne Yehuda, right? Yehuda is the leader of these three. Yehuda, Yisachar, and Zvilim, which are also coincidentally, the largest number of all is 186,400 people. So this is like the big army, and therefore they go in the front. So they go in the front. They're in the Mizrach. We travel from Mizrach, or at least this is the front. Maybe that's also why Mizrach is Kedem, right? It's the front. They're the first travel. Then to the right side of the Mishkan, Teman, or called south, and Dorem, which is the right to the right of the east. If you're facing east, then the south is to the right. This is how the directions are always organized in Tanakh, in the language, in the ancient Hebrew language. We have Reuven with Thernosi Alitze Ben Shedair, with his 46,500 men, together with him Shimon, with Thernosi Shlemil Ben Tzeir Shaddai, with their 59,300 men, together with them his God, with their leader Yosef Ben Reuel, with their 45,600 men. Altogether, this camp called led by Reuven has 151,450 men, and they're going to travel second. So we've got the front and then the right side, which is always preferred, always before the left. That's how the Hebrew language works, and how like apparently the camp is actually organized. That's also like how the body works, right? Your right hand is usually the dominant one. So that's the second. They travel the second. And then, third, after them, travels Oel Moed, Machna, Levim. As we've already said in the end of the previous chapter, Levim are really Choyres of the Mishkan. They're the guards of the Mishkan, so to speak. So they travel along with it. Also, Ishal Yodel Deglem, they travel along with this. And there was a Machloikis Tanum, to imagine this travel as they're traveling with one in the front and two on the two sides. Or maybe when they travel, they organize themselves into a straight line. And then the Mishkan's in the middle of that. But both of these readings probably can be understood in the Pesach equally, as far as I can tell. Then we go to we're going around, right? So now we go to the back, to Ma'arev, to the, right, to the west. And now we have, in the back, we have Ephraim with their leader, Lashem ben Amid, with his 40,500 men, together with him, Menashe, with their leader, Gamliel ben Pedutzer, with his 32,200 men, Benjamin, with their leader, Avida ben Gedoini, with his 35,400 men. This is the smallest machna. So the left side, is the smallest, and these travel third. So it goes around. This is why maybe a reason why we should understand that they're somehow organized themselves to be right behind the Mishkan when they're traveling. They're traveling third. Then we have Machne Dom, which is in Sofon. So that's probably the shita that says that they traveled in a straight line. It makes more sense simply from this, although we can interpret both ways. Then the Machne Dom, which is on the north, right? So on the left side, and starts with Don, with Dernusi Echrez ben Amishadeh, with his 62,700 men, together with Osho, with Dernusi Pagil ben Achram, with his 41,500 men, and Naphtali with their Nosi Achre ben Aina with his 53,400 men. Altogether, Dan has 175,600 men. So if you look at the total numbers, you'll see that Degel Machne Yehuda is the largest one. Second to that is Dan, which travels the last. These make sense, right? You have the front of the army, and the last needs to be the most. They're protecting from the front and the back. And in between is the intermediate numbers. We have... Where am I? We have Ephraim with on the right side with before Ephraim, right in the back we have Reuven with his 150,000 total, 151, and even less we have right to the right side 151, and in the back even less than that with 108 for Machne Ephraim. And now this we're gonna get the total. In total of all these Pagudei Machnas and Tzevoisim is the same 603,550. Levim don't count in this number, although we did mention Levim in this because they're part of the structure, but they're not mentioned as numbers. And now this was all sort of the command, right? I could have organized, it's not clearly organized in my organization here, but here we have also Vayasu, right? Just like everything is organized as the Kiyam. So we have the command, and they did what as Hashem commanded, they traveled and encamped. As according to these, the golden, according to these divisions that were commanded from Moshe, each with his family, with his base av. And that is the end of chapter 2.